Okay, today I need a ruling from you.
All right.
And also from the radio jury, our listening audience. Does it make me a Scrooge that since we started having kids, Cindy and I have not exchanged Christmas gifts around Christmas? And I told somebody that over the weekend, and I was accused of being a Scrooge. And now I'm feeling bad about it. I mean, back in the day, we just, you know.
Well, you only had to buy for each other.
Yeah.
Before the kids.
Then the kids, then it's like you start buying. And then you just buy stuff that you need throughout the course of the year, right?
Right.
I don't think you're a Scrooge at all.
I don't either.
Because it's understood by both of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If there was a longing on either of your parts, like, oh, I wish I would get this surprise.
Yeah.
You know, that does go away.
See,
and
now,
I don't think there's wrong.
And now
wrong.
I'm afraid of like break the seal. Because like, what if I, you know what right. I mean? Like, what if I do? What if I do buy something and then it's like, well, then the floodgates are open and you know she'll be way more thoughtful than I will
right.
on the gifts.
Right.
If Cindy's not the one that called you the Scrooge,
no.
then I agree with Gino.
Do you
no.
and Jim?
We don't.
You don't exchange gifts?
No.
Okay. So I don't feel so bad.
Like, you know, every once in a while, maybe, but it's rare.
But here's what, guys out there, if you have this agreement where you're not buying gifts, just listen throughout the year.
Yeah.
You will hear something that they, you will see them like something or want something. Note that in your head and
hang
surprise
on a minute.
Them.
Let me get a pen.
No, but it,
no, you're
it
right.
really,
you're absolutely right.
Those are the gifts that mean something like, wow, you actually remembered that or you actually heard me that I like that.
Because mm-hmm. it's more about the effort, right? It's more about the caring and the effort
right.
and yeah. knowing.
It can be a small thing. Mm-hmm. But if you remembered and you listened, big points.
But a small thing, but you're not talking about like the 8-pound vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
that's
no,
kind of a small
right.
thing.
You know what?
I know what you mean.
Maybe she wanted an 8-pound. What
Maybe.
If she was complaining all year long that her mm-hmm. vacuum is terrible and she needs a new one? And
okay.
that might be appreciated. Don't count out the vacuum.
Okay, all right.
I'm okay with it though, because we either do, like you said, get what we need throughout the year. Jim and I do a lot of shopping together
mm-hmm.
for stuff that we need.
Mm-hmm. We've got Steve on line one. Steve, you want to talk about gifts for the spouse at this time of the year? I said that Cindy and I, we don't exchange gifts, and I'm starting to feel like I'm a bit of a Scrooge. Now, what about you, Steve?
Well, advice to all the couples out there, get your significant other something personal. That's what my wife and I always do, you know, something she wants, something I want. But then we get a gift for the house.
Okay.
You know, it's the time of year where blenders, toasters, KitchenAids, everything's on sale. So
yeah.
whatever the house needs. That negates the,
okay.
oh, I got you an iron and you
got
me the set of golf clubs I wanted.
What if I get her initials on the iron?